Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Hello, and welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and it is a pleasure to have all of you with us this Friday. Our topic for today is 20 years plus of the world of natural health and positive news, a mission that is absolutely divinely guided and has been throughout all these years. And today, Tom, my business partner, and I are going to take some just wonderful time with you to share our story. We have the pleasure of interviewing so many beautiful people around the planet, and we always like to just take a moment, certain times, and share with you the divine mission that has been ongoing for 20 years plus. And as I mentioned, the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, it's another one of those tongue-tied days. Let's try this again. Is produced and brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our national, international, full-size newspaper that is totally dedicated to preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news, and all of the good things that people are doing throughout the world. We know how most people on this earth are bombarded by so much negative, so many things that are considered bad news, from the newspapers to the radio shows to the television networks. And this is something that we've been very clear of throughout all these years, that it is a very special opportunity for us to go ahead and fulfill a mission that found us and put my business partner and I together over 20 years ago. I would love to have us begin the show by sharing a couple quotes. There are so many beautiful ones out there, and one of these is by Woodrow Wilson, and that is, "We grow great by our dreams. All big men and women are dreamers. They see things in the soft haze of a spring day or in the red fire of a long winter's evening. Some of us let these great dreams die, but others nourish and protect them, nurse them through bad days, until they bring them to the sunshine and light, which comes always to those who sincerely hope that their dreams will come true." And that one, again, is by Woodrow Wilson. One other one, and then we're going to move along with the show. "I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The proper function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days in the trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. And that is by Jack London. We're going to speak with an awesome, awesome young man that was introduced to me, or who was introduced to me just a couple days ago by my business partner, Tom. And it's quite amazing through this journey, the types of people from all ages, the very young to the very elderly, and the magnificent dreams and talents and gifts that they have. And Tom took a moment the other day to introduce me to Walter Chitt. And Walter and I had an opportunity to speak. And I have to say that it was a wonderful gift for me. I was walking in the mountains of Georgia at the time that I was having this conversation. And this young man begins to sing a wonderful Italian song. And it just so happens that I'm 100% Italian. So the conversation went on absolutely wonderfully. And we want to take a moment right now to go ahead and introduce Walter Chitt and let him just give you, and actually Tom, since Tom's the one that originally connected with him, but the story of how that happened is a very, very phenomenal one, and I'm going to just let Tom go ahead and share that. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there, Walter, there too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. My name is Tom. I'm co-publisher with Marcia. I was sitting at Panera in Cleveland one day and during the summer, and a wonderful young gentleman who was at Panera, all of a sudden he's clearing the tables and he's singing opera, and I said, wow, this is unusual. So I called him over, and he started singing a wonderful Italian opera right on the patio at Panera. I said, you have talent. So I saw him again recently, and I said, Walter, this is, you are something else. And so go ahead and give a little brief synopsis about yourself and a couple samples of some of your work.
Okay. My name is Walter. I'm 22 years old. Recently graduated from high school. Started taking some college classes at Tracy. Right now I'm taking rock and roll survey. I'm wanting to pursue an opera singing career. I've performed for the Beechwood City Hall. I'll soon be performing for the mayor of Cleveland. I perform for the Children Family Services of Cuyahoga County in Cleveland. And I'm looking forward to hopefully singing at the White House this summer. That's what I'm hopefully looking for. I believe it. I see it. I'm going for it.
Walter, I'd like to say on that note about the White House, can you share a little bit about how that actually took place?
Yes, I am affiliated with a organization called Amazing Youth of America, the Amazing Youth of America. I perform for them. I'm a part of that group. I've met someone named Earthy O'Neill. She happens to be one of the directors of the entertainment of the White House, and we're still putting that together, and now looking forward to singing at the White House.
And when may that possibility happen? When may that possibility happen?
Sometime this summer. They still have to get back with me.
Wonderful. So the types of songs that you sing, Walter, what are those?
I love singing in all languages when I learn them. I sing some songs in Italian, Hebrew. I love singing in Hebrew. I just love singing. It's a part of my spirit, a gift that God has given me. And yes. I want to share that with the whole world.
Well, you know, Walter, on that note of what you're saying right now, there is a very brief quote that I've always appreciated, and that is that, you know, this life that we're given is a gift from the Creator, whoever that Creator is for a person, whatever spiritual belief they are. And what we do with that gift, or actually what we do with that life, is our gift back. So today's show just happens to be focusing on our purpose and our passions and telling the stories. Oops, I'm sorry, there's a little noise in the background. If we can see if we can diminish that, that would be great. Thank you. So having a purpose and listening to it and following it is the key to life. And I just feel that it's awesome that, you know, you at 22 are connected with your purpose and your mission, and you're going for it. And you're right. Every child on the planet, every adult on the planet has a purpose, and they need to listen, and they need to follow that. So congratulations. And are you going to sing for us a little bit?
Yes. My dream is to sing with Andrea Bocelli. Here we go. This song, Because We Believe. I'll sing it to the best of my ability. Okay. Posso fare già mattina, posso fare già di rodilla, in quattro lingue su un blu, c'è che credente no niente. Once in every life, there comes a time we walk out alone and into the night. That moment won't last, but then we remember it again when we close our eyes. Like stars across the sky, I can't vincere sulle vernicere.
Pensare in noi,
glory in the Lord's sending of when things were
something first, Tom, if I may. I wanted to say a couple things. One is, you know, I heard him as I was walking the mountains in Georgia for the first time. That was the first and only time. This is the second, and to hear him sing through an entire piece is my first time. I have to tell you, Walter, and the listeners, being 100% Italian, both sides of my family, both of my parents were from parents who came directly from Italy, of which I go to whenever I can. Andrew Bocelli is one of my most favorite, as evidently it is for you, so that's something in common. As you were singing, I mean, absolutely tears in the eyes. The other thing that came to me as you were singing was I was offering this show and your beautiful talent and your song of Andrew Bocelli's to all of my family, you know, my parents who are gone, my grandparents, of course, the entire family, you know, sisters, brothers, cousins, everybody. I was feeling myself putting it out there, dedicating it to all of them. So that was a huge opportunity for me, and I just want to thank you.
May I ask of you one more favor?
Yes.
If I could sing 30 more seconds of this other song, that is also close to me. 30 seconds.
And what is the name of that one?
Andrea Bocelli, Time to Say Goodbye.
Okay, go ahead.
Quando sono solo sogno l'orizzonte men che le parole si la so che luce, luce, luna stando quando me che il sole sei, non ci sei, tu con me, su le finestre mostra tutte me cuore che ho acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che ha incontrata fuori strada. Time to say goodbye. Signor Orizzonte, ma che le parole,
Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mia sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me. Time to say goodbye. Why this pain all of mine? I'm a part of the concern. I'll let you leave it rock on.
Okay, the other one of the other most favorite ones, Walter. We would like to give you an opportunity to let people know how they can reach you if they would like to speak to you, and or invite you to an engagement to perform or sing. And would you mind giving your contact information?
I don't mind at all.
Okay, well, go right ahead.
Oh, you want me to give it right now?
Yes.
Okay. My cell phone number is 216-644-7701. My number is again 216-644-7701. And my email address is indiaforall@gmail.com. INDIAFORALL, the number one, and at gmail.com.
And, Walter, there are no accidents in life, as you know. And that means that my business partner, Tom, being in Panera at that particular time, has led to this particular time. And that's pretty much how the entire 20-plus years that has passed and up to this present moment has been happening, with the creating of opportunities for people like yourself and people in the preventive and holistic health fields. So what you're doing with your singing, and again, you're touching on many, many parts of me today, because singing is very close to my heart. It's something that I want to be doing more of, and I have to quit talking about it and start doing it. So we would like to thank you very much. We are going to move along right now and take the remainder of the show to go over some things. So we thank you. And, again, listeners, for any interest or if you just want to chat with Walter Kitt, go ahead and get in touch with his contact number and the email that he gave to you. And, of course, you can always call us at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273 if you have any additional questions. And, Walter, I'd like to say thank you. And, Tom?
Yes.
Would you like to say something? Please.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to share your amazing talent.
Thank you, Tom, for noticing me.
Well, how could one not? How could one not notice you? We just wanted to share our appreciation for what you know, for your talent, and your great spirit too. So we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so you're very welcome, and we'll talk to you another time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And again, that was Walter Kitt. What a joy! And Tom, are you still on?
Yeah.
All right. We would like to give you a few pieces of information that you can contact us. You can go to our website at www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's Healthy Referral, spelled REFERRAL.com. Our contact number, once again, is 216-533-2273. In listening to the show through the internet, which is great, one can also call in on their cell to listen to the show, and that is 347-843-4709. Again, 347-843-4709. We want to take the rest of the time today, and we probably will go into the another show in more detail because we had such a great opportunity with Walter today. Tom and I wanted to just take this moment to share with you a little bit about our Healthy Referral newspaper and just take you through a real quick jaunt through the 20-plus years. There was an ad, very brief ad in the newspaper 20-some years ago. I was teaching with the YMCA and a lot of their aerobic programs and weight management, things like that. I looked at the ad that he had. It was just a few lines. I responded, I believe it was by sending him something in the mail. Shortly after, I received a phone call. We talked. We talked again. It was a couple different times. We then met to meet one another and just go from there. And the rest, I would have to honestly say, is history. 20-some years that absolutely, I don't know what 20-some years is supposed to feel like, but I just know that when you're living your passion and your dream and your purpose, just like the young man, Walter Kitt, a moment ago, time is just, it's like it's, you don't even think about it because you're engaged and you're living and you're excited and you're creating. And that's really what these years have been. We educate the public about preventive natural health, personal growth, positive news. When we first met and started, it was absolutely from scratch with a divine purpose in mind. In fact, the way that this show description was for today, I said that it was and is a mission divinely guided. And, you know, are you living your passion? And we wanted to share with you the importance of following those divine gifts. The reason that you are here at this time in history in the first place. The story that we're sharing with you today is a perfect example of what manifests when you are following your love, your bliss, and your passion. So when Tom and I sat down the first time and started creating, we ended up creating a newspaper, which started out as a leaflet, a booklet, tabloid size, full size, a radio show, which you're listening to today, our annual International Natural Health and Foods Expo that has gone on for 15 years, our involvement with Whole Foods, a company called Forever Green out of Utah that we are very committed to. So I have Tom on so that he can, you know, just give his feelings about, you know, these past so many years. And I know we only have like 2 minutes remaining on the show today. And like I said, we'll cover more on our next show. Tom?
Thank you for the quick history. And it's the always an evolving process to learn about, to be very interested in a critical eye topic such as your own health and then wanting to share, illuminate what you found out about. It's really hard to find information on how to regain your health, how to improve your health mentally, physically, spiritually. So we're happy to share it through this additional platform on this global radio network. So there are only, I think, about a minute or so left, so we'll let you wrap it up.
Well, Tom, as we're wrapping up, the Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our national, international, full-size newspaper, is a physical 36-page newspaper that people promote their missions and businesses in. Are we able to stop some music, Tom? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, turn it down.
Okay, thanks. And it is also online at www.newspaperdirect.com in the USA section. Again, that's newspaperdirect.com. where it can be read online, so it's the best of both worlds. We look forward to hearing from you of any interest to get your mission and business out to the world, we would love to hear from you. Please call us at 216-533-2273. 216-533-2273. We love you all, and we have Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation on next week.